مومنین وی آر کنٹینیوئنگ سورہ انبیاء اینڈ دی ورس آئی ریسائٹڈ ورس نمبر 94. بٹ بیفور آئی کنٹینیو آئی وانٹ ٹو کنگریچولیٹ امام زمان علیہ السلام اینڈ آل دا بلیورس آن دا آسپیشیس برتھ ڈے آف مولا متقیان. ٹوڈے از 13th رجب. سو ان شاء اللہ آفٹر تفسیر ول ریسائڈ اباؤٹ مولا متقیان ان شاء اللہ. سو دا ورس آئی ریسائڈ از 94. دیئر فور ہوئر ڈز ڈیڈس آف رائٹسنیس اینڈ ہی از اے بلیور دیر شیل ناٹ بی اینی ریجیکشن آف ہز ایفرٹ اینڈ ویریلی وی ول رائٹ ڈاؤن فار ہم. اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ سینگ از سو بیوٹیفل ورس فار آل دا بلیورس ٹو میک دیم ہیپی. اللہ سیز دا ون ہو ڈز رائٹیس ڈیڈ اینڈ ہو از اے بلیور اللہ ول ناٹ ریجیکٹ ہز ایفرٹ. فلا کفران لسعی مینس ہز ایفرٹ ول ناٹ بی ریجیکٹڈ. And we are writing, Allah says, we are writing, you know. That is the problem, that sometimes we do good deeds and then we don't have a good belief and we think that maybe it's not being notified or maybe it's gone somewhere and we become hopeless. Allah says, don't get hopeless. It is with us. So we should be always hopeful with Allah's rahmah, mercy, that Allah is kind, Allah is writing, inshallah things will be good. And we should not get frustrated, because frustration is not a good sign for a believer, you know. You should be always hopeful with Allah's mercy, but with the same token, we should be fearful of Allah also. We know that. But many times we just become totally hopeless, which is a gunah-e-kabira, major sin. وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرِيَةٍ أَهَلَكْنَاهَا أَنْهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. And there is a ban upon the towns which we destroyed, that they shall not return. This is the verse about the towns who did not accept Allah's call in past, and Allah sent them punishment, they were totally destroyed. Allah says they will never come back to this life, they will never come back to this world, they will go to Allah on the judgment day. Just think about these two different verses. One verse is about the believers. Allah says that Allah is writing down all their good deeds, and Allah talks about these ones who were the corrupt towns, who Allah destroyed totally, they will never come back. They'll go to Allah for their punishment. Just think about it and feel okay, feel happy that thank Allah that we are believers and we'll be hopeful that Allah will forgive us, inshallah. Now, there are some exegenesis. They say about this verse, about this town, that maybe there is an explanation that the one who are already sinning in towns now, and they are totally gone cases, you know. Allah will never guide them. Like there are a lot of big towns of atheists, you know. And they are happy with their atheism, you know. Allah says, okay, stay atheist and just come to me. I'll punish you. Hatta idha futihat yajuju wa majuju wa hum min kulli hadbin yansilun, until when Gog and Magog are led through and they hasten forth from every elevation. Allah says, now these two groups, one is a believer with good deeds written, and one are these who have been totally destroyed and never come back, till Allah talks about the end time. End time will not come before Gog and Magog starts coming from all the elevation and coming to earth and doing destruction. Allah says, this is going to happen before end time, that Gog and Magog will come and destroy the earth. At the time, Imam Zaman will be there to fight them. وَاقْتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقُّ فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِيَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ هَذَا بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. And the true promise has drawn near. Then behold, staring wide the eyes of those who disbelieve. Alas for us, we were heedless of this. Nay, we were unjust one. Allah says that till when the judgment has come, the eyes of the believer will be fixed and dilated, you know, like wide open with a shock, because they denied Allah all their life. They thought that this is the only life and they will never meet Allah. But when they'll be resurrected and see the judgment day, Allah says, when the true promise come near, which is the judgment day, then behold, staring wide their eyes of who disbelieve, their eyes will be staring wide because of shock. And what are they going to say? Alas for us, we were the heedless of this day. We were heedless of this day, but we were the unjust one. That we did not believe what promise Allah sent to the great prophets. But it's too late. إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ حَسَبُ جَهَنَّمْ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ Verily you and what you worship beside Allah shall be in the fuel of hell. You shall go down to it. Allah says that. That you and to whom you worship are the fuel of the hellfire. And you shall go down to it. Who are these people? إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مَا means not man. There's a difference between ma and man. Man is who's alive. Ma is the one who is like a dead. So who ma ta'buduna? Who are the dead gods? Exegesis says the dead gods are the really statues and idols and images. They are the dead gods. Allah is talking about them here. That the worshipper and their statues both will go to hell and both will become fuel of the fire. They will become fuel of the fire. Because Allah wants to show his power and might. So there were kuffar of Makkah, when this verse was revealed, they got very upset towards Prophet, said that your God is saying that what ourselves and these idols, we all go to hellfire. So there was a kafir whose name was Ibn al-Zabara, and he wanted to make fun of Prophet. So he said to non-believers in Mecca that I'm going to make fun of this Prophet. And he said that O Muhammad, your God says that the one we worship and ourselves will go to hellfire. Prophet said yes, but except Prophet said yes, but those excluded by God. Yes, but those excluded by God. So he just turned around and started laughing. He said, then that means that Jesus will go to hell. Huh? And then Kuffar started laughing at Prophet. Prophet said, didn't you pay attention to what I said? Yes, but except who God? Except excluded by God. Prophet said that Jesus was excluded by God. Prophet said that the one who are the true prophets and the saints who were the friends of Allah, and you worship them, that was your fault, not their fault, they will not go to hell. Only the false God will go to hell. Like those statues and those jinns and all those fake gods who call towards God themselves for the worship, they'll go to hellfire.
لَوْ كَانَ هَا أُولَٰئِ آلِهَةً مَا وَرْدُوهَا وَكُلٌّ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ And if these had been gods, they would not have gone down thither. But all will abide therein. Allah said, if they were really gods, they would not have gone to the hellfire. They could have protected themselves, or they could have asked intercession from Allah. And they will abide therein, and they will live there. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ There shall be sighing for them therein, and they therein shall not hear. They will be shouting with the pain there. And they shall not hear. Now what is the meaning of what they shall not hear? Means they will not hear any pleasant thing there. They will not hear any pleasant thing there. Except the shouting of the crying of the mourning and pain of the punishment. Inna ladina sabqat lahum min al husna ulaika anha mub'adun. Verily those for whom the good has already gone forth from us, they will be kept far from it. Allah says that the one who are the believers and had good deeds
Allah talking about them, the verily those for whom the good, the promise has already gone forth from us, the promise of goodness, they will be kept far from it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about this verse, that this verse is about Amir al-Mu'mineen and Ahlul Bayt and their followers for him. They are the one who will go, will not be away from the hellfire. La yasma'una hasisaha wa hum fi mashtahat anfusihim khalidun. They will hear the slightest sound of it, and they in what their soul desire shall abide. So they will not hear any sound of fire from the hell, and what their soul desires shall abide. This is one of the greatest verses of Quran. What Allah says, that they will get whatever their soul desires, and they'll abide there. That's all we want. This verse can come from only the Kun Fayakun, Almighty, Powerful God. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, who says that if I with my mercy enter your paradise, I have the power and capability to provide your soul what you desire, materialistically and spiritually. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's what Quran says, that nobody can write Quran, all human and jinn together to write Quran, because who can say this, that you will get what you desire? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the paradise is the one neither has any ear heard nor any eye witnessed the quality and bounties of paradise. That's the bounty of paradise. No eye has seen, no ear has heard those bounties which Allah is going to provide. And Allah says in this beautiful verse, in what their soul desires shall abide. This is what we all should long for. We should sacrifice our life for this verse. So today is the birthday of our beloved Imam Ali alayhi salam. And based on this verse, the Prophet ﷺ says, O Ali, you and your followers, Shia, will be in the pond, Hawza Kawthar. You will give a drink to whomever you like, and you will withhold from whoever you dislike. You will be safe on the day of great terror under the shade of the great throne. Under the shade of the throne, the people will be fearful, but you will not be feared. The people will be grieved, but you will not have no grief. That's what Prophet told Imam Ali, that you and your Shia will be on the Hawza Kawthar, the pond. But did you pay attention what Prophet said in this hadith? Did you pay attention what Imam Sadiq says in hadith? Followers, Shia. They did not say Muhib, lovers. They said the followers. Today is the 13th Rajab, and you are seeing a lot of centers all over the world. How many centers, when you go on 13th Rajab, are trying to make us Shia, and how many are trying to make just lovers? You will go to many centers. You will not hear any Quran in those centers that day. And what you will hear is Qasida for Muram al-Taqiyan, and having a great time. I'm not saying you should not do Qasida. Don't take me wrong. Every follower has to be a lover of Allah, Imam Ali. Without love, you cannot follow him. Do not take in wrong context what I'm saying. Every follower is a lover, but every lover is not a follower. But we have to be lover and follower both. And how could you be follower? Can you be follower first? Well, question comes, can you be follower? Because I have seen a lot of speakers, they say, oh, we cannot be Shia, we can be this Mohib. Oh, Shia was only Salman Farsi. We cannot be. This is what you are saying, that you are cutting the corners. You are cutting the corners. You are giving wrong message to audience, that we cannot be Shia, we can be this Mohib. Cutting the corners. We cannot cut the corners, brothers. When the Quran says, Atiullah, Ati Rasul, follow Allah, follow Prophet, it means become the Shia. When Allah is saying that we can do that, then who are you that you can say that we cannot do that? When Prophet says that on the Hawza Kawthar, Ali, you and your Shia will go, not the Mohib. So is it, Prophet is saying that that you cannot challenge Prophet. When Prophet said you can be Shia, you cannot be just Mohib, That means we should be Shia. We should try for Shia. When you're 13 Rajab, the speaker's responsibility is to teach first Quran. Then you talk about Mawla Muttaqiyan. But if you are separated from Quran and you are just there to just praise Imam Ali, you think Imam Ali is happy with that? He comes to the Jashan of 13 Rajab and if he comes there and he sees that you are trying to make brothers Shia, he goes happy. But if he sees that you are just praising him and not making him a Shia, you think he's happy? Prophet said that, brothers, Prophet said that, me and Ali are your father. Me and Ali is the father of the nation. He is our father. Imam Ali is our father. You think our father will be happy to see that we are not a Shia? Even Hindus are Mohib. Christians are Mohib. His character is so great. But who is a Shia? Shia will come through the Quran. We should decide today that any majlis, any jashan, any speech, first Quran, at least few verses of Quran, Tawheed, make us Shia of Mawla Muttaqiyan. Then comes the latter part of it. But alas, we see today that people are still sleeping in centers. You will say, what? Today is a jashan of Imam Ali. What are you talking about Quran today? We want to have good time with Mawla Ali. That's how we are misguided. We pray to Allah. Allah make us Shia of Mawla Al-Muttaqiyan, Shia of Imam Al-Zaman alayhi salam. Love us. Make us love Quran, make us memorize Quran, make us follow Quran. Make us see our Imam Ali through Quran. And make us follow our Imam Al-Zaman alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah.